Reports published this week reveal disturbing accounts of civilian casualties in central and northern Mali, allegedly perpetrated by the Russian mercenary group known as Wagner. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. These reports span the period from December to March and paint a grim picture of the situation on the ground. For over a decade, Mali, along with its neighboring countries Burkina Faso and Niger, has grappled with insurgency fought by various jihadi groups. Following military coups in these nations in recent years, ruling juntas have expelled French forces and turned to Russian mercenaries for security assistance. Since the arrival of Russian mercenaries in Mali following a coup in 2021, violence has escalated significantly. Deadly drone strikes and raids, reportedly conducted with the assistance of Russian mercenaries, have resulted in civilian casualties, including children. Despite the death of Wagner's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, in a suspicious plane crash last year, Russia's presence in Mali appears unchanged. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have documented numerous incidents of civilian casualties attributed to Russian-backed government forces. These include raids resulting in arbitrary arrests and extrajudicial killings, as well as drone strikes that have claimed innocent lives, including women and children. The situation is exacerbated by the use of Turkish-supplied drones capable of delivering precise laser-guided bombs, further intensifying the impact on civilian populations. Examples such as the targeting of a wedding and subsequent funeral highlight the devastating consequences of these attacks. In response to the worsening extremist violence, the ruling juntas of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso have announced a joint security force. However, conflict analysts express skepticism, noting that violence has only worsened under their regimes. Despite promises to end insurgencies, these governments continue to grapple with security challenges, exacerbated by overstretched security forces and regional instability. The reports underscore the urgent need for accountability and scrutiny over the actions of all parties involved in the conflict, as well as efforts to prioritize the protection of civilians and uphold human rights in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.